Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're live already, you know.
Come on,
we are live already.
We're live. Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure and an honor to present to you the number one podcast in the whole wide world, starting with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
You know, come on.
Man's coming fresh from the events, man.
Bro, I bet you're sitting there eating a big steak and I'm fasting. I should have boxed you in your mouth.
Bro, Spencer there. Anyway, let's not go into that. But, bro, I'm telling you, this food was serious. The beef, you cut through the beef. You know, food is serious when you can cut through with a spoon. This thing is so tender. Yeah, it was nice. So, big up all the chefs.
It was paper and gravy they gave you.
What is it?
Paper and gravy.
Nah. I'm telling you, this thing, it was serious, Spence. Whoever cooked that food at that award ceremony, let me just say, it was beautiful. As Bernard Matthew used to say, remember Bernard Matthew?
Beautiful. Bernard Matthew must be dead long time.
he must be good.
He must be dead, but bro, the Bernard Matthew's turkey was serious, you know.
It was serious. Anyway, Spence, did you say coming up?
Pardon me?
Did you say coming up?
Of course I did. I was about to say.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't remember.
You didn't hear me, don't worry. You didn't hear me.
Anyway, first and foremost, let us big up those in the house. Old type Mickey Dub, first man in the dance. Old type AO, Arise Champion, AAV Develops, Andre Bukenya, Nathan Bailey, Steve Bailey, Jay Lanks, Aaron Special Sawa. How you doing, Uncle T? And Salam Spencer. Miss Ringside is in the house. The lovely Miss Ringside. Mariam Nazir, salam to you. Salam, brothers. Bronxy Boxing here. Always here. Otak Bronxy Boxing. Come on, you know the set. Otak Adrian Waters. The one, the only, Mr. Bobby Wright. And can I just say, Bobby Wright this week was promoted to, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major, don't muck around, you know.
Old type Mr. Bobby Wright, Sergeant. So, bro, you're known as Sergeant Bobby Wright. Congratulations to you and the family. And
the only major I knew was Major Mackerel Tundi. So, you know what I mean?
Bro, you're some old yard man. Major Mackerel was serious, you know. Congratulations, Bob. Congratulations, Bob, on the achievement. And you know, Bobby's someone that has been a supporter of us, and just to see him rise and elevate in his own field. Listen, when those that are connected to you are doing well, it means we're doing well. So keep doing what you're doing. So, congratulations to you. Adam, Lisa, I see you, bro. Miles of Life 11, happy Sunday to all you. Daniel J. Boateng, Joe Nathan Bailey, Sylvester Salamawi, 2011, Checkmate 734, Ricky Wallace, Scott Ota, Ajose. I think that might be Ajose or is A. Jose. But I'm going to say Ajose, as in Ajose Olusegu. Remember Ajose? Serious fighter. No one, he was an avoided man in the UK. Who did he broke up? Bradley Price. Remember, he broke up Bradley Price. Vicious.
Vicious. At UGO.
From that, they said, nah, we're not allowed no Nigerians to fight our prospects. Never again. But old type Bradley Price, I remember watching him on, I think it was the Lennox fight, when Lennox fought the White Rhino at the XL.
Franz Bofa. Sure,
Bradley Price was on that bill as well.
Yeah, Franz Bofa.
Yeah, Franz Bofa. Yeah, I remember that. Wow, that's a long time ago. Yeah, but big up Bradley Price. Ota J. Barrow, he says, congratulations to Anthony Arthur Tunde. What a performance. Thank you very much. So we're definitely going to touch on that. Ota Jama, Damien Charles, too blessed. What's that? Phil Harb, happy days. Gary, the one and only Gary, says, evening. Jedi Kid, Grammar Gamer. Listen, the list goes on and on. But let us start with a young man that I've been blessed, really, to be in the company of from amateur days. And to see him rise from a young kid like many. I wouldn't say many. But a young kid that has been an inspiration to those that come from a particular environment and start off in a particular way and life, and really having the guts, nuts, and minerals to say, no, I want to make something of my life. I do not want to be a statistic. I don't want to just say, these are the cards I've been dealt and I'm going down this route. And I feel Anthony's a role model. I know maybe he might not like me using that word, but he is definitely an inspiration to many young people, young boys, black, white, Chinese, Asians that are brought up in the inner cities and anywhere, really. You know, I think we got to even get past saying inner cities, because there's always problem areas everywhere on the planet Earth. So for him to just pick himself up and say, look, I'm choosing as I... On just last week we was in, I went to the O2, watched the film, and there was a group of boxers. And I remembered the brother, and I said to him that it's so funny, because I was talking about you yesterday, because Anthony gave a speech very years ago when they were first starting up their organization. And I remember Anthony speaking to the young kids and saying to them, look, I'm going to all task you with one thing. Pick one thing that you want to do with your lives and stick to it. And I always remember that. And lo and behold, I met that young man or those young men or this particular leader of the group in Nando's. And I reminded him and he said, yep, I reminded him, it'd be beautiful for Anthony to come down again. In Hackney it was. But yeah, going back to what I was saying, you know, it's really been a blessing to watch me see this young man rise from nothing. I've said it many times on this show. I remember the days when, man was out here rolling up to gyms. Man had a plastic sellotape on his key. Man never had no money to reprogram the car key. And Ant would sellotape the car key to push it in the ignition to start. Yeah, that's where man's coming from. And again, Spence, I'll let you touch more on it because I'm very biased because I'm right there. But you have seen me and Ant work from the start, and I really like you to, you know, touch on how you see it. Go ahead, sir.
It was really nice. The British Board of Awards, British Boxing Board of Control Awards, was really, really nice. It was really nice for all of the people that picked up their awards there today. The fact that they honoured loads of people in the past as well. That was, do you know what I mean? That was, it was nice. But it was really nice, like, when Tondi said to me, oh, yeah, are you going to the BBFC Awards? And I said, like, I'm not going nowhere, bro. He's like, no. We're up in the fight of the year category. I said, Tundi, you're going to win it, you know? I said, Tundi, you're going to win that. And TR's going to win that fight. Because there was no better fight. And we had some great fights of last year, but we've had no better fights than that. I said, that fight's going to win it. So to go there, it was really nice at the brewery as well, it was lovely. It was lovely to see the turnout, but just to see, like, you lot getting your accolades. It's really nice, man. That means a lot to me. You know what I mean? Because I'm still waiting for my £500 20. So it's like...
Soon come.
So I'm just saying to you, it's like, it was, you know, funny thing is like, it was just so nice to see that. And not only that, but for knowing that it's just the beginning, because there's bigger and better things to come. And I know that as long as you just keep on grafting, which you are going to do, one thing I have to give you, you're a grafter, and so is Ant Iyad, and the rest of the team are grafters. All you got to do is just keep on grafting. 1 second. Tyler, what do you want? Where is it? My little girl, when being in bed, you know, about she wants to get her phone.
Goblin.
About 8-year-old iPhone, you know. But yeah, so it was nice. And all the other guys who won the award, like, Fight of the Year, Lee Wood. I think that was the correct choice there. You know what I mean? That Lee Wood was Fight of the Year. Shane McGregor was Trainer of the Year. He's had a fantastic year. Yes. With Chris Bill and Smith. Go give him all the Jews in the world for that one, because nobody saw him beating Lawrence Okolie in the way that he did. That was amazing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he's done great with Caroline Dubois as well. So we've got to big him up. We have to be. That was a really, you know what I mean, that was a good win. That was a, would I say deserving? It was, but there's other guys in the running as well. I think Ben Davidson done really good with Lee Wood, and we got to give him his credit for what he's done with Anthony Joshua. And more so, like, he's done more to the fact of dealing with Anthony Joshua's mental state. I think, yeah. Me personally, I'm just gonna be real. I thought that he was going to win it. I was like, yeah, he's going to get it. But now that Shane McGregor has got it, I'm sitting down saying, well, he's had a great year as well. So, yeah, I mean, I can't knock no one's year.
Yes, absolutely.
But apart from that, it was just, like I said, it was a very nice event. It was so good to see, like, all of the old boxers there. And I've got to say a massive big up to Ross Minter, because...
Yes, the rest of the bus.
Yeah, I see Ross. And you know, like, certain things that you can just forget, because, like, when I was walking into the, I see Ross, he was walking with Gareth A. Davis, and there was some old guy there walking with him, yeah? And I said to Ross, like, bro, where's your dad? And he said, Spence, come on, man.
Your dad?
Word. Because I totally, yeah, his dad passed away, remember?
Passed away, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But the only reason why is because, like, the craziest thing is, like, it's 48 years this month that Alan Minter beat Billy Knight. Billy Knight had the BK Movers, it was the amateur club, right? Billy Knight was an excellent fight. Billy Knight went to the Commonwealth Games and won the gold medal. Yeah, and he fought Billy Knight, and that'd be 48 years this year. I was telling Ross that. He was like, bloody old Spade, you're on knowledge, innit? I said, yeah, it's mad. Like, the things I remember.
How do you remember all this?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. obviously. But now, so it's nice to see him, see all of them, Wayne Alexander down there, you know what I mean, Derek Williams. What, one second, what are you doing, Tyler?
This is live TV, people. Sorry about this.
My little girl, yeah? She come down there. She, what are you doing about? No, just look. Come and say hello to Uncle Tundi, why you? Come on. Come and say hello to Uncle Tundi.
No, daddy.
Right, good.
We mean no.
Good. No, it's only got their headscarf on. She's very, she's only 8, she's conscious. No, I like. Yeah, I'm just saying. So the whole thing was really nice. The whole, it was cool. That's like, not only that, but to see so many people who actually watched the show. They're like, oh, I can't wait to go and watch you. You did it tonight. I'm like, yeah, definitely, Ron. So, yeah, man. So, congratulations to Annie Yard. Congratulations to Baba Tunde Ajayi for the hard work. James Cook, Big Ads, and the rest of the team. And you know what I mean? And Dream Believe It, become it in that one. It's like, keep on doing what you're doing. Ah, oh, I saw something on it. Half past fashion. She said that we got to give a shout-out to her son because she's actually plaiting his hair right now. So...
Wait, Half Past Fashion?
Yeah, she's on it. She just said like she's plaiting her son.
When you say Half Past was son, that means that she just had a child. Because last week, I swear, she was on there saying...
Plaiting the baby's hair when the baby was just born. She said, please do me a favor. Can you please shout out my son, Raheem?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. She's got a boy already. Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing his hair and watching you guys on the TV. He's asked me who you are. I said his boxing uncles. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Raheem, you got a problem.
I missed that comment, but hold tight, Raheem. Yeah. Hope you're looking after mommy. Oh, yeah. All right, cool. I got the comment.
Please. Yeah, how old is he?
I'm not too sure. He's a small. I'm not too sure. But I'll read the comment again because I didn't see it, Spence. Please do me a favor. Can you please shout out my son, Raheem, as we are? Big up, Raheem. I'm doing his hair. I'm watching you guys on the TV. He asked me who you guys. I said, his boxing uncles. You done know. Come on. Dream it. Believe it. Become it. Raheem, make sure you're looking after mommy. And yeah, I believe we have a recording of Aunt Manny. If we can put that up.
Yeah.
It'd be, I know the fight is right. Viewers and listeners would love to see the young man gracefully accepting his award this evening. Man, have we got that?
I'm here with Anthony Yard, the light heavyweight contender, who last year put in a gallant effort and has become the recipient of the fight of the year for his world title challenge against Artur Berdyaev. Congratulations, Andy. How's it feel, man? Come on, man.
It feels good. It's a heavy trophy as well. It does feel good. It's recognition for bravery, hard work, a fantastic performance. Again, I've given him his hardest fight to this day. For me, it's about winning these fights. I'm very ambitious. But again, it's, from what I see of myself, is I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually taking these facts. I'm actually...
challenging yourself.
Challenging myself. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it on the line. I'm in there. See what I'm saying? I feel like I don't really compare myself to anybody else, but that's what I can hold on to and take a lot of pride from it. You know, and I feel like that's what's risen my stock. I feel like that's why I'm the biggest... I'm one of the biggest names in British boxing, and I mean like top six in my opinion around the world, including heavyweights. So, with that being said, I can say I'm proud of this award, and I'm proud of my career so far.
Anthony, that's all I can say. I don't think there's nothing else to say. Yes. All I can say is like congratulations to Anthony Yard for becoming the recipient of the British Border Control Boxing Fight of the Year. Congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you, bro.
Come on. Man's skinning like a Cheshire cat, fam. I'm happy.
We got to do more of these things, you know? We got to do more of these things, but like, because I know Manny's busy in that, but we got to do more of them things because the way Manny's camera come out, and we don't cross Manny enough, even though we bully up the little you, but trust me, his work's proper. You know what I mean? His work's proper. That was very good. I like the light as well.
Yeah, that was, you know, listen, just watching. I'll be honest with you. I'm a man, you know me. I'm a man. I love to see my brother shining. And even just to see you two up there, although today's Anthony's day, just to see you two, you being the knowledge, you know, answer the questions and Anthony gracefully answering them, it makes me feel happy.
We got to do more of that. We got to do more of that.
It makes me feel proud. So, yeah, listen, I mean, there's so much we can go on and say about, and I'm sure, as Anthony has said, you know, the ambition is high, you know, and we are ready. We're ready to have our next fight. And yeah, we're just waiting for the next fight. We're ready. We're ready. Spence, let us touch on, now that we've got the main thing out of the way, or let's move on to the second part of the show, which is really touching on fights that happened last night or yesterday or early hours of this morning. First, let's start with the Magnificent Seven show promoted by Queensbury and Frank Warren in Birmingham. Good show, Spence.
Was it? I didn't watch it.
Ah, I'm not going to lie. From top to bottom, it was a good... Hold tight.
Come on. Everything done. Start up the thing, you know. You see, don't let me, because I'm in a suit today, so don't let me have to start passing up the place today. But D-Change, thank you so much for the $49.99. And yeah, fight at the... Yeah. Congrats to AY and Tundi, and big up Spence each and every time. You see me, big up yourself, my friend. Oh,
thank you.
Also, I want to say this, yeah. Tundi Ajayi is a powerful youth. Remember, I'm telling you that now. You know what I mean?
Here we go.
Trust me. Man come in the place looking like Simon Taylor.
Behave yourself, man.
I said he's looking like Milk Tray in there. You know what I mean? Oh, he's gonna look, man, coming like Simon. Hey, do you remember Simon Templer today? Or you say you?
Simon Templer was a dun. Simon Templer was the first man to bust polo neck. Templer was the man who made everyone knows about polo neck.
Trust me on that.
Those young ones. You need to know about Simon Temper. Serious guy. But anyway, let's touch on the show last night. The first fight, the most notable fight of the live broadcast was Pierce O'Leary. I don't even know the brother who was fighting his name. No disrespect. I can check on BoxRec. But it was a very, very good fight. One where I feel I'm getting up the whole card yesterday. So Pierce O'Leary against Hove Haynes, Muratizovian. I remember that name. Muratizovian. Anyway, Pierce O'Leary came through with a stoppage in the ninth round? I believe it was the ninth round, but it was a tough fight, a good, very well entertaining fight. And Pierce O'Leary moves to 13-0. I don't know if he picked up or retained his WBC International Super Lightweight belt under new trainer Joel McCanny or Nanny. I think his name is McCanny or something like that. Regardless, Josh Taylor's trainer, Callum Smith's trainer. He looked very, very good last night. A few things that he needs to pick up, but you know, he's only had 13 fights and the future's bright for him. So that was the first fight. A cracker of a fight was Ethan James fighting Owen Cooper, which was actually an upset. You know, Ethan James was the one they was expecting to win. You know, Twinkle Toes, great boxer. I think the problem is he don't have no power. Both of them were friends. Great fight, Spencer. Owen Cooper, Ethan James' coach, I think it's James Conway, Kieran Conway's father, I actually tweeted after the fight. I said, maximum respect to the coach. Because you can hear Ethan in the corner saying, don't stop the fight. Don't stop the fight. But it's like I say, a fighter is a fighter. But when you actually have someone in your corner that is not only interested in your professional career, but your life after boxing, you should hold tight onto that person. And so I'm going to give a special shout out to, I believe it's James Comrade, Kieran Comrade's dad. I hope I'm really saying the right name. I'm just checking my Twitter because someone did correct me on my page. And it's good for me to get these names right because I didn't really know his name. It is James Conway. So big up James Conway for rightfully stopping the fight. One round to go. You know, that takes a lot of guts.
You know what? It does. It does. He was behind on points as well, yeah?
And he was behind. Oh, mate. Listen, bro. That fight.
You know what I like? I like also when trainers ain't brave for the sake of being brave when there's no way out. And then and trainers, the real trainer knows they're fighting. They're close to their fighters. You know, like, no way of him winning. You're not going to get no miraculous rocky punch from nowhere. It's not going to happen.
Yes.
You know what? Let's say, like, let me pull you out. So therefore, you got the satisfaction in your mind psychologically as a fighter to say, like, right, you know what? Maybe I could have landed one away. You got that in your head. That's cool that you could take that. But let the trainer say, look what? Let me just stop it now. So congratulations to the trainer. Big up that trainer. I like those kind of things.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. James Conway.
Also, like, Ezra Taylor won
the... I wasn't vacant because it was a new belt. The belt just got made up.
Was it the Commonwealth Made in the Back Garden silver title?
Yeah, the Commonwealth Silver Light Heavyweight title. But as I said to you at the award ceremony today, I really do like Ezra. Very, very humble, respectable youth. You know, ambitious as well. And congratulations to him and his team for picking up the new Commonwealth Silver Light Heavyweight title. His first title after only eight fights.
Eight fights.
That's good.
I like Ezra. You know what I mean? He's a as well. It's like Costa's his manager, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And he frequents Costa's church regular. I like that. I like those kind of things, bro. Guy's got a little bit of a different angle. You know what I mean? He's happy with his missus and his kid and that. I like Ezra. He's a good dude. He's a cool dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I respect him. Very, very humble.
He's finding himself as well. I like that. He's finding himself. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, as I say, he's ambitious. He wants to be a champion, a world champion. You know, I like guys or fighters that are very self-critical. I know that sometimes that may be a bit negative. Sometimes I've seen fighters in the past that's over self-critical of themselves. Do you understand? But he's real. You know, he's not going to just be told something and he's just going to agree with it. So, and that's, to me, the sign of someone that really wants to go far in the sport. So, well done to Ezra Taylor for picking up the Commonwealth Silver Light Heavyweight title, which actually, in theory, puts him in line for the full Commonwealth title held by Joshua Buatsi. But we all know that's a fight that's going to happen.
Kids has eight fights. There are fights there for him. They ain't going to be looking to say you're running down Joshua Buatsi. That would be pointless and very ludicrous for him to say that he wants to fight Joshua Buatsi. Well, that's not me taking up and going for Ezra. But in time, when he grows, you know what I mean, I think he's a very, very good talent. I'm known him for a jump. So, and I wish him nothing but the best. You know what I mean, nice kid. I got validation. But then, yeah, the top of the bill yesterday, Tundi.
Say again?
The top of the bill yesterday on the Magnificent Seven.
Did what?
The top of the bill on the Magnificent
Seven. No. But we still have to talk about Dennis McCann. The menace.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, big up Dennis McCann. Sorry, Tun.
Dennis McCann's a serious you. I like Dennis. He's very confident. He's young. You know, was in a tough fight with Bellotti the fight before. You know, the fight ended in, I think, a draw. But he's not afraid to challenge himself. And, you know, Brad Strand, at this stage, that was a good, supposedly 50-50 fight. I was quite surprised. I'm going to be honest with you. I was quite surprised how easy, I'm just going to call it easy, that Dennis made it look. And well done to the young man. He moves forward. You know, now the British super bantamweight champion, the Commonwealth champion at Super Bantam, and last night, again, picking up or retaining the WBO Intercontinental Super Bantamweight. That's three belts. Well, the guy's got three belts, a young man. So old track Dennis McCann, one of my favorite young fighters. Keep doing what you're doing, young man. Again, Zach Parker took on former world champion Tyrone Zeus and had an early scare, you know, being dropped heavily in the second round, eventually boxing his way to a 10-round super middleweight contest. I think I don't think Zoo actually took it serious. He come in heavy. He was more a light heavyweight than a super middleweight. And I think that showed as the fight going. But he was very dangerous with his right hand. He's only lost one fight, and that was against Rocky Felden. So he done well. Well done to Zach Parker for winning that fight. And he moves on. Maybe some big fights down the line. We saw the return of Joe Joyce.
Sorry, Deep Random Thinker, thank you for the 4.9.
Old Tat Deep Random Thinking. Question for Spencer. Where can I get those big black glasses you wore from in the interview you had with Dean White and KD on IFL TV? I want a pair. Hey, that's your Tom Ford's, isn't it?
Tom Ford, yeah. I've got quite a few pairs of them, so yeah. Come on. Oh, they're Tom Ford's, mate. So just go on the website, Tom Ford's. Yeah, I mean, I think you get them for like, I don't know, about 300 quid. But yeah, they're Tom Ford's, mate.
People say, what? £300? They paid off £300 for no glasses. That's what people say right now. I can hear them. This is a working man's channel, you know. The fight is right. But anyway, again, moving on. We saw the return of Joe Joyce last night against finally stopping a really unambitious. I'm just, you know, from my perspective, Cash Ali didn't really come to rock it out, which I thought he was. He was in the best shape of his
career. Why would you think that?
Well, you listen, Joe's coming off of two heavy knockouts. Yeah, well, one's a stoppage, one's a heavy knockout. If you're going to beat a man, if you have any, you know, ambitions of beating someone, that's the time to go for it.
I hear you.
Feel that Cash Ali, he knew he was going into the lions, then he knew that there was no one really thinking he was going to win. I'm like, bro, just rock it out. Roadman science. This is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes the coach has just got to tell a man, bruv, just rock it out. This ain't no twinkle toes dancing around the place kind of fight. Let's just fight. And yeah, you need that drive. Even if he hasn't, in previous fights, shown that. You've got somebody in the camp. A Spencer Fury's got to be in the camp. Ollie Yinka's got to be in the camp. Tundi's got to be there to say, bro, come on, man. This ain't no university sit-down A-level or university degree exam. We just got to rock it. And that's what I was hoping and expecting last night. And
from this who? Man from
is
who?
Just running around the place. Just Tundi. Running around the place like... Remember the cartoons you used to watch? Roadrunner. Remember cartoons? Beep, beep. Yeah.
Tundi, why would anybody have the goal... audaciousness to think that Cash Ali is going to do anything different but revert to type. I'm going to be real with you. Right? No, Tom, listen to me. I know a man that know Cash really well. Because I watched the fight this morning. I only watched highlights of the fight. And a lot of people were being very, very critical of Cash Ali's corner work. His corner guys. I mean, I know Richard Towers, so I'm not going to say nothing bad about him. Yes, yes, yes. Big, thank you. Even look at that. As I mentioned it, Bobby Wright, Bobby knows this thing, yeah? What did you think? Thank you again, Bobby, for the $4.99. What did you think of the advice of Cash Ali's corner? Right.
What was the advice? Because I was falling asleep. I'll be honest with you. Thank you, JoJo's, for making me fall asleep. I missed the main event. I had to go back and watch it this morning. Because, bro, why is that even Joe's fault? It's not even Joe's fault. But go on, what was the advice from the corner?
I don't know what the advice was, yeah? But a lot of people have been saying, like, it was very poor. But, and these are not my words, you know what I mean? These are the words of Dominic Ingle. Yeah, okay. The advice was someone in the corner said, fight him, you.
Yeah. Bro, if I heard that. I would have thrown my laptop on the floor laughing if I heard that. My man said that's disrespectful advice from his corner.
Right, listen to me. This is what I'm trying to say to you, yeah? Tony, this is what I'm going to try and say to you. And big up Richard Towers, but Richard Towers has just come into the game, right? On the training.
You can't say that, Spence. Sorry, let me just cut you there. You can't really say Richard Tower just coming to the game.
He's coming in the training aspect.
Sometimes, Spence, he's a student of Brendan Ingle, which I feel must count for. I mean, I heard you in an interview, and don't you know I'm always watching your interviews, even though you think I don't watch your interviews. I watch all of your interviews.
That's good. I don't watch yours.
I know you don't watch them, man. You know, bro,
to watch them.
But I watch your interviews, and I heard you even saying that the Brendan Ingle team, and they really don't get the respect they deserve. So, what I'm saying is that the corner man, remind me of the name again, please, Spence. His corner,
Richard Towers, former professional fighter as well.
Was a disciple of Brendan Ingle, and he's learned a lot of tricks of the trade and valuable advice and wisdom from Brendan. And I feel that already puts him in a good position as a trainer. So I can't really say he just come into the game and he don't really know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, fam. Go on anyway, Spence.
Well, Tun, like I said to you already.
Someone's agreeing with you, though. Someone actually agreed with you.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Richard Tower says, you are effing terrible. And Richard also said, even I'd beat Joe Tracy. Bro, no. You can't be saying that in a corner. Come on, Richard. I may have blind your praises, but nah. Come on. That's not the kind of...
I'm saying, Tony, listen, man. You don't come into it and say, well, you must know this and that. Bro, yes. Tony, I remember the first time I ever went to someone's corner, you know, I was nervous to...
The first time
I worked in someone's professional corner, Tundi, I was nervous.
Yes.
Right? And no one can't tell me like, you're going in there, the first time you're working with someone, and you're doing it on a big stage where it's on BT, which is now TNT. You're on a big stage and you're there and right. And you're also, and this is a thing, and please forgive me, Cash Ali, because I'm not saying it to be derogatory about you, but I know guys that know you in the gym, and you're that guy that can do it in the gym, but then something doesn't click with you when it comes fight time. I saw it famous where you tried to be Cash Dracula, where you fought David Price. Do you remember that? Man, tell you, right.
Bro, right. He thought he was eating fish and chips. He bite up to David Price.
He thought he was eating Lambuna.
You said, I never said that, mate. But I'm going to
bite him up. So we can't...
Dracula.
Dracula, I'm telling you. Right? So, off of that, you've got to understand. Like, and I spoke to Johnny Nelson earlier today. Bro, Johnny was saying...
Let me just block off this little 491, man. Bro, you don't just see me one fight of the year, you know. Don't let me start. Let me start cussing bad word. A little 419, eking the bishop.
We've seen... Johnny Nelson was telling me, like, he said, the problem with Cash is, like, he can do it in the gym, but then he loses it come fighting. And... Obviously, there are guys like that. who can do it in the gym. You know what I mean? I was a superb gym fighter. I hold my hands up to it. But what I'm trying to say to you is, like, why was anybody expecting some good performance because Joe Joyce had come off for two defeats? He's come off for two defeats against a world-class opponent.
Very true.
Right? Right. Joe Joyce coming for two defeats of a world-class opponent. I have my reservation about Joe Joyce, but what I'm not going to do is, like, a lot of people are kind of hinting for him to retire or saying his style of fighting isn't good or blah. Joe Joyce did nothing different from what he's done before to me.
Last night, yeah, I think the only thing I saw was, you can tell, and you know, obviously, when you've been through a hard fight, you know, we've just seen AJ have three fights to get that confidence back.
Thank you.
When we were at the Franklin fight, me and you were shouting at the top of our lungs, fling the right hand.
Don't even get me started, Tanita.
Throw the right hand. But that's obvious because he's coming off of two back-to-back defeats, not knockouts. And so Joe Joyce had the right to have a bit of trepidation or you know, hold him back from certain things because it was a rebuilding process.
It was, but much as it was a rehabilitation process for Joe Joyce, but much as a rehabilitation process for Joe Joyce, why did he come in so big? Do you see his head? His head not bigger than my TV screen, too. Right? At least come in.
That's why he was in 805 before he came to the fight. Before he stepped on those scales in Birmingham, he went 805 or Inish. That's why we call him Jollof Joe, because he had Jollof rice before he stepped on the scales.
Yeah, you know what you need about you drink water and fill up your belly.
Joe's head looked like a plate of Jollof rice.
Joe
was on a joke thing. Joe was like, I'm gonna beat up this boy anyway, but I don't even need to train hard for this fight here. But that is really, you don't know. He may have trained hard, but it was quite surprising that he would come in that way. But you know, listen, again, he's rebuilding. Jollof Joe is rebuilding from the two losses. And so I'm quite sure his trainers, young trainers, will get. I see old Tat Danny, the rap man, again in there last night, gaining the experience all the time, the big fight experience. You know, Joe's a big time fighter. So, you know, he's rebuilding. And I feel next fight, Joe will come in. Now that he's got that confidence back, stopping people, he can get another one of them. I would like to see Joe have another one of those type fights at that level too. And then, boom, let's get back in there with Parker. Parker's in a row. I think that'd be a good fight. Or even a rematch with Dubois.
Thank you.
Old time Miss Ringside. Thank you for the $9.99. She says, congratulations to AY and Tunde. It was 100%. Where's Spence gone? He's locked up. He must be there cussing the little girl. It was 100% the fight of the year. The best fight I went to in 2023. May you both achieve more. Looking forward to AY's next fight. Big up, Spencer. XX. Love. Old type Miss Ringside. Back to the Jollof Joe thing. Bumbleclap Boxing said Jollof Joe had Jollof as his pre-workout. Pre-workout, pre-weighing, and pre-fight. That's why Joe was so strong. He wasn't as sharp as what we've known Joe, but he was still strong because the Jollof rice from 805 in Old Kent Road was working. It was in full effect. Old-type Bumbleclap Boxing. Ricky Wallace. What's Ricky Wallace? He looked like he'd be having loads of bread. No, what's the Nigerian bread? What's the agege bread?
Agege.
Joe was eating agege bread before he walked in the ring. That's the disrespect what he had for Cash Ali. He said, bro, I'll eat agege bread. I will eat Jollof rice, pounded, and assorted meat. and still broke up this way.
Sorry. What's the name of the meat?
Say that again.
What's the name of the meat?
No, the meat is a sauteed. A sauteed. It's not called a sorted. A sorted is
it? No one.
Nigerians, we say
a proper. That is a proper mix of food when you're eating that. But no.
In a sauteed meat, you get beef, chicken, fish. A sauteed meat, you get fish.
It's a mixed grilled turkey.
You get shaki. Shaki is the mad meat. Shaki is the one when you bite it in certain restaurants. You'll be fighting the meat.
So what you're trying to say, it's not like the meat that we had today.
Oh my, that meat was different. But yeah, everyone who knows about a shaki. Yeah, everyone knows about a shaki. That meat is mad. Anyway, yeah, so going back to what we were saying, Revelation TV says the intestine. Well, you know what's going on. Going back to what we were saying about Joel, how do you see Joel in terms of performance-wise? And yes, we know. You know what? There was a good point made by Zachariah Khan. He said Joel's still getting hit too much. But it's what we've become to expect from Joel. He's just one of those fighters, you know. It would take one to give four. And that's just Joel.
Rowan said, yeah, dog as well, Tundi. In the assorted meat.
Nah. You disrespected the man, them. You're trying to say Nigerians eat dog. Nah, that's not us, mate.
Man, you like them dog. I've seen it. Don't watch those things. I've seen it.
There's more you people. Tundi,
listen to me, yeah? I'm going to send you the video. I sent you the video. But then there's Niamh.
Anyway, let's try to keep it. You're a joker.
You're like Niamh dog, sir.
Look, me. I ain't never seen no Nigerian man eat dog. They're more trying to sell the dog. They're not trying to eat it. They're trying to sell the dog. 419 the dog. Anyway, Spence, let's keep it professional. What are we saying about Joe Joyce? I want your honest opinion. How we look?
My honest opinion.
Yes.
Alright. Just like, similarly to AJ, and I'm going to use this as a comparison. Because when AJ fought Franklin, and I turned around and said that Anthony Joshua, if you don't knock out Franklin in 6 rounds, he should retire. Right?
Yes.
And I'm saying this because of the level of where I can see Anthony Joshua. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, certain people are looking with the viewpoints of not looking in the future. I'm looking at things. I'm also delving in the past, and I'm making my analysis and my assessments from the fact that I'm delving in the past, and I'm saying Anthony Joshua is meant to knock out this man, Franklin. Anthony Joshua didn't. So my words are me turning around and saying Anthony Joshua should retire now. Kind of beat me in the bum because everyone said, should he retire? Didn't knock him out. Should he retire? Me and Tundi were there. Well, it seems like it's only me and Tundi, they're the only ones who are passionate cheering him on to say, like, we want him to do better. You know what I mean? With the fact of fake people around AJ, little AJ cheerleaders. I'm not one of those guys. I wanted to see Anthony Joshua go out there and destroy this brother. Now, the Anthony Joshua that we saw last week Friday, wouldn't he destroy Franklin inside 6 rounds? Of course he would. Okay. And that's the thing about it. Thank you very much. They're looking at perspective vision. Do you know what I mean? I'm looking at potential vision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. So, and the same with Joel Joyce. Joel Joyce, that was an under par performance. But then we've got to take into consideration, you've just been knocked out twice.
Yes.
Right? You've just been knocked out twice. And that could be in your head. But all I'm trying to say is, like, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Similarly to, like, Ben Davidson said, listen, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel with Anthony Joshua, right? I'm going to stick to you in the basics. That's going to help me because I know on the fundamentals and I'm sound on the fundamentals. You stick to the basics. What gives you the edge over everyone? You are big, you are strong, you are athletic, and you can punch. So all right, then, let's just work on that. And that's what they worked on. Similarly with Joe Joyce. Joe Joyce is big. He can hit pretty hard. He's durable. But now the fact of, oh yeah, well, he can take it, he can take it. Well, we've seen that, well, you got clapped out now, so let's not be in a rush to say we're taking our big heavy shots now. Let's not be in a rush to do that, right? And also, all of these hard fights, if water can erode rock, you carry on getting punched in your head like that. Now, everyone all of a sudden, now people are turning around, people are turning around saying that, Joe Joyce should retire. I'm not saying that he should retire. What I'm saying is that he needs to change something in him. Number one, you can change by not coming at 20 stone and slimming down that belly and that head of yours, because that head looked bigger than a TV screen, right? That's number one. And also that you need to start looking at the doing little finer points, nothing major, little finer adjustments. And if that don't work, then I think just give us a phone call. I'll sit down, I'll talk with you guys. Do you know what I mean?
I was just thinking about something, because obviously Joe was knocked out twice, but it all started. That's why I say it's what's the most important thing in a fighter's career is what is in his actual head. Not what the trainer most, it's what's in his head. What he believes.
In his head last night, like he's a gig in bread and in his belly as well. So, no.
Listen, let me finish what I was going to say, Spence. So, the reason why I say that is because before the Zhang fight, I was listening to Joe talk, yeah? And I'm like, you're starting to believe this granite chin business. Yeah, I was listening to the interviews. It was almost as though he now had believed the public that Joe's got that. I even heard his manager talk about, we know about Joe's chin. Joe can walk through anything and everything like that. And that's cool for selling purposes. But when the fighter starts believing that he can just walk into any punch and take this, then there's a problem. And I feel that's so these two stoppages now, obviously the first one wasn't a knockout, but the second one may actually be better for Joe. Because now he knows that he can get touched. He knows that he can be knocked out. So in his mind, he can, with the right confidence back, he can now say, all right, cool. You can hit me, but I'm not just going to allow you to. Man, I'm going to make some hand movement, which, credit to his trainers, I did see last night, because although people were saying he's still getting hit with an overhand right, if you go back and watch the fight while I was awake, because I actually wasn't awake to watch the whole 10 rounds, he was catching. He was doing it. And I credit his trainer for that, his new trainers, and I also credit the fact that Joe now knows that he cannot just keep taking punches and opening that fat head, that Jollof Rice head, for everyone to just hit with impunity, Spence. And that's why I feel, you know, he needs to be sharper, Joe needs to be lighter, and he needs to keep on, him and the trainers need to keep on working on catching that right hand, blocking shots, getting them up. And, you know, Joe eventually, as he's shown in his career, has the ability to wear people down. So that's what I say. Another confidence building fight, another fight that, you know, Joe is actually going into there with some caution now, because I feel before the first...
They're going to give him the Daniel Dubois fight. Remember I'm telling you this.
Say that again?
They're going to make big up JD Dyer. Salute. You're doing fantastic work as well. So now I'm just keeping the thing real. They're going to give him the Daniel Dubois fight. That's what they're going to do.
Right now?
Yes, that's what I believe they're going to
do. I'm not his manager, but I'm telling you. And I know a lot of the promoters might not like me, but I'm like, bro, I'm just telling the man straight. You need another fight, Joe. You need another fight. You need another warm-up, another confidence builder fight. You know, and that fight doesn't have to be about money. You know, I don't know what they're paying you, but it doesn't have to be about money. It needs to be about rehabilitation. And then, yeah, we're ready. Joe Joyce, v. Joseph Parker, Joe Joyce v. even Dylan White back in the game. That's a fight I don't mind seeing.
Dylan's fighting right now. I don't know what channel he's on. I don't know. We should have done a watch along with it. But Dylan's fighting right now.
Yeah, so providing Dylan wins tonight, that's another fight that I would like to see. Joe Joyce against Deontay Wilder. The heavyweight division right now, there's so many fights, so many possibility, and people like Joseph Parker have shown that you can lose and come back. You know, it's not the end of the road if you lose a fight. You can rebuild and dream it, believe it, become it, and keep on working. And you know, let's hope the penny drops in the right place and you're back in there. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of fights out there for him, and I feel that now that he has the granite chin has been exposed to some degree, he can move on with his career. So I wish Joe all the best. Stay in the gym and out 8:05 or inish. Stay off the jello of rice when you're in camp. Stay off the egusi, the pounded, the assorted meat, the shaki, none of that. None of that. You need to eat leaves, vegetables, and eggs. That's it, Joe. And drink water, and you're good. Old-time JD Dyer again. You're saying big up the best podcast in the game, but I'm saying big up, to me, the best ringside commentator in the game right now. The youngest, the freshest, the most articulate, and really a breath of fresh air. To how presenting should be or presenting should go. Yeah, big up Jay. He's the man. Anyway, moving up. Oh, thank you, Visions, for the $4.99. He said, let's get it right. It's Benachin, not Jollof from Gambia. Okay, so we're starting the Gambia versus Nigeria thing then, yeah? Cool. No, I'm gonna say it for life. You cannot test Nigerian jollof. It's the one. But man told me about the Gambian jollof already, you know, Spence. I'm not gonna lie. People saying that Gambian jollof is different.
No, it's serious.
I need to sample it. So anyone who knows of any Gambian restaurants in the London area, yeah.
I'm gonna go Google up a Gambian restaurant. We gotta go in there and fight as well.
I'm there.
What about doing the fighters right on the road in some restaurants?
yeah. You know what? That's a good idea, you know, Spence. That is a good idea. Yeah. That's a good.
Especially for the jollof thing, because I'm a neutral. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You might have got rice and peas in there. That's dead.
Yeah,
bro, I saw Getz on one thing saying that, bro, he's a Jamaican and he's saying rice and peas cannot test jollof rice. And bro, he knows.
I'm going to tell you now, I agree with you. I'm not going to turn around and say that. It can't. Rice and peas can't test jollof.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Right? I'm saying it now. But I want man to realize this part, yeah? You man yam the rice and peas with the stew chicken juice regular. I don't hear no talk with the oxo with the oxo. Danny, yummy, big up Fight Fan Live. Yummy, he knows what time it is. You lot yam our thing regular, so I don't want to hear no talk.
Hey, the fight is right. The 900 people in this thing now. You hear the separation from Spencer's mouth. You man. Hear what he's saying? You man eat rice. That's separation.
Rice and peas ain't dead.
You can't go in your fridge and eat rice and peas. Just like that. But you can go in your fridge, draw for jollof, and you're good.
Tun, you're not listening to what I'm saying to you, yeah? Rice and peas, yeah? Has to have the gravy, right? Has to have the gravy, right?
Yeah.
And Tony is a man that will go in big boy ballers and want the oxtail. Next thing as well, yeah? Man don't understand how serious oxtail is, you know? Oxtail is serious. And I know they're lying to us because Tunde.
Where does the oxtail even come from? Bro, how many oxtail did he run in that brick somewhere?
They must be selling us cow tail, but on business, the price of oxtail.
The oxtail. What is the oxtail? Now I don't know what oxtail is. It tastes nice, though. I'm not going to lie.
The price of oxtail is going up exponentially, bro. I just want to know that. I realize that part. Oh,
my goodness gracious. Tell me about it. Anyway.
You can't buy a couple of oxtail just like that.
We're talking about the food thing too much now. You can tell that way. Bro, this is a food show. We're going to do the food is right. Not the fight is right. The food is right.
Yeah, the food is right. I'm going to come with a little talk back. Like, they want to try and come to this. But I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? Jollof rice, and I'm not separating on this Ghanaian and Nigerian, yeah? Ghanaian jollof rice, I'm speaking as a neutral, is very bitty. You know what I mean?
Jollof rice is dead.
No. It's very bitty. It's very bitty.
It's dry. But listen, I'm with a Ghanaian every single day. And I'm telling you, Ghanaian jollof rice is dead. It's like Rice Krispies softened. It's dead, bro. There's nothing in it. JD Dyer. I'm telling you. As Eddie, the viral Ghanaian man right now, is effing shit. That's right, bro. He's blowing. Eddie's gone clear. That guy has gone clear. And the health advice, what he's actually given,
is correct.
He must be banned from every shop.
Trust me. That's why where's disguises. Tyra Allen, you know, oxtail and butter bean with rice and peas, mad thing. Oxtail, butter bean, rice and peas is a mad thing. Tony's taking liberties, you know. He's like Rice Krispies, you know. You're taking liberties.
I'm telling you, Ghanaian nonsense. It's nonsense. Ghanaian shouldn't even come in this conversation when we're talking about jollof. Forget about it. Now, the competition has been swiveled down to Nigeria versus Gambia jollof. And there's always one. Man come with Senegal jollof. There, but we don't even know about those Senegalese jollof rice. Show me the Senegalese chop.
No, but Tony, originally that's where jollof comes from, Senegal.
Ah, here we go. There's always someone that comes with some history business. I don't care about where it comes from. I'm telling you, Nigerian jollof is the best. Now, Ghana has been eliminated from the competition. Because Ghanaian jollof is like Rice Krispies. dry. Anyway, can we move on to some boxing now, Spencer? To the co-main event, which really, really was a breakout and a standout fight for Liam Davis. And let me tell you something. This young man, in 15 fights, I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but has won the British, the Commonwealth, the European, and now the IBO world title, a man that only had one defeat in his career, before yesterday, the guy was unbeaten. Eric Robles Ayala. Yeah, before yesterday, he had one defeat early on in his career. He's actually the man that beat Lee McGregor. Lee McGregor was on a roll up until that time.
We see Lee McGregor today. He was down at the
Olds. We saw him today. He don't look like no super bantamweight. I'll tell you that for free.
Well,
but
Lee McGregor
is a good fighter. He's a good fighter. But let me tell you something. Liam Davis absolutely blew him out the water. Beautiful right uppercut, left hook. Dropped him heavy. I didn't even know how to man, because he dropped and the guy was like, bro, where am I? He got back up and boom, finished him off. Referee stepped in. Man said, I'm officially banned from Ghana. It's impossible. I'm half Ghanaian. It's just like Getz telling you, a Jamaican telling you that rice and peas is dead.
Stop for a second.
The reason why I say I'm half Ghanaian is because I'm in the gym every day with Joel Kadua, a full Ghanaian.
Toby.
So that makes me Yard. Anthony Yard is an honorary Nigerian.
Okay. Let me tell you,
more Nigerian food than me. That's a fact.
Yeah, I know, but he can eat though. But Tun, I'm just letting you know this. I was in the gym every day with Charlie Magri. All right. I'm not half Maltese.
Yeah. And you love fish and chips. You love fish and chips.
Man, I'm not half Maltese, mate. I mean, anyway. I'm going to draw for Charlie to come on the trial. Big up Charlie Magri. I mean, the legend that is Charlie Magri. You know what I mean? I used to see him at all of these events. I don't see him again. But yeah, big up Charlie Magri. Wherever you are, Charlie, I love you, man. Good man.
Yeah, big up Charlie Magri. Yeah, so Liam Davis, congratulations to Liam Davis last night picking up the IBO Super Bantamweight World title. And a really intriguing fight now would literally be him against Dennis McCann.
I said half of you is banned from Ghana.
I know, Trey. Trey's not having it.
He's like, Trey. Trey. Always supporting
you for the $3, sir. Thank you. I ain't banned from Ghana. I'll roll up there. They'll be happy to see me. I think an intriguing fight now, one that I know the fans would definitely want to see. I'm not too sure Dennis's new trainers would really want to jump straight into that. But again, Dennis is a very, very young, ambitious fighter. He wants the big fight. He wants to test himself. And that would be a great fight. I think that'd be a good fight.
Well, Liam Davis, Newton, let me tell you this. I see Dave Caldwell ranting about him today, saying like, yeah, he's a real deal. He said, like, we'll see, like, when he goes up a level, but right now he's a guy that wants to fight and he's just dangerous. So
well, he has gone up a level because he knocked out the man that beat Lee McGregor. And I'm telling you, Lee McGregor is a good guy.
And Lee McGregor ain't no Muppet. Lee McGregor, go fight, man.
He's not a Muppet. And as JD Dyer says, Liam Davis is special. It was a special performance last night. And he's really announced himself in the super bantamweight division. Obviously, we know that's Inouye's weight. I believe that's Inouye's weight, right? Super bantam. I could be wrong. What is it? Super flat, but I'm not too sure.
No, Inouye, super bantamweight now.
Yeah, you see? So, bro, you know, he's a dangerous... But this literally, young man...
Stay away from him.
Yeah, that brother's serious. That's serious.
Stay away from him.
So well done to Liam Davis and Errol Johnson. Errol's his trainer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, big ass. See Errol today. He was up for trainer of the year. I actually thought they was going to give it to... even though Ben Davis, in most of our eyes, on our table anyway, at least, we thought Ben Davison should have got it. But I actually said to Ant that I thought they might give it to Errol Johnson. Because you know when someone is just plugged away? You know, Errol Johnson's a man, you see him at every show. Errol's at every show. He's always got a fighter on the bill, whether they're top of the card or the first on the bill. And I really think he's paid his dues. So, you know, keep on cracking.
Well, you know. It's Clarissa's birthday today, you know?
Is it today? Oh, yeah, she's 29 today. I did see a post. Oh, I don't know if it's today. I just saw. She's 29 today. You see how time flies? This was the young girl winning the Olympics. And, 29 years old or 29 years young today. So happy birthday to Clarissa Shields. Wishing you many more happy days and nights. And finally, I think we'll move to the top of the card, which was Nathan Heaney against Brad Pauls. And this was a good fight, Spence. It was a good fight. It, you know, obviously ended in a draw. It was back and forth. I think I read something from Steve Goodwin today. I didn't actually see the fight. I started watching it before we left to go to the awards. I'm going to finish it. But I did see something from Steve Goodwin talking about the gum shield and it being allowed in, you know, three times or something like that. I don't know. Did he see the fight, Spence?
I didn't see it, son.
Bobby Wright assures us it was a good fight. And a lot of people are talking about it. That's why I'm going to watch it after the show. But well done. Let me tell you something. It was only a few hours ago, this brother, Nathan Heaney, sorry, people, this young man, Nathan Heaney, was in a toe-to-toe battle. But guess what? He drove all the way back down from Birmingham to London to be at the award ceremony today. So, mate, you really got to take your hat off to Nathan. He was bumped up and bruised up. But, bro, the man was there. He was there. And it just shows you his passion and his love for the sport. And credit to him. He really shocked everyone by beating Denzel in the first place. Because I remember watching him. I'm like, bro, this brother's rubbish. But, bro, he's, I have to be honest. I'm like, bro, he's so... you know, I think most people thought he's a big ticket seller. And that's all he is. He can sell tickets. So they'll keep him, just keep him unbeaten and active. But he's shown that he deserves to be a British champion. And he continues to fight. He continues to dream it, believe it, become it, as I always say. And, you know, he can have his magical fight, his dream fight in Stoke. You know, I think they're talking about that now. And it could even be a world title. I did see an interview or a piece of an interview where Frank said, listen, he wins tonight, which he didn't when he got the draw, but it's not a loss. He will get that world title fight. So could we be seeing Jarabek, the man that had a good fight with a man he beat, Denzel Bentley, in Stoke? Is anything, dreams are, anything can happen, Spence. You're shaking your head, but
I'm shaking my head. Because if they've got any sense, they'd leave that Jarabek alone.
But then people probably said that about Denzel.
No, we didn't say that about Denzel. Right.
So wait. So when Denzel was in there with this Nathan Heaney, you actually thought Nathan Heaney was going to win or had a chance of winning?
I didn't. Exactly. You know why? No. Simply because I didn't know a lot about Nathan Heaney. I just know that he's a big ticket seller. I've seen him fight a couple of times. And I was not overly impressed with him. That's not me disrespecting him. What he's done is superb. He's now a British champion. But he hasn't fought continually at that level to say that you're ready to go in there with Jarabek. No, you haven't. And that's the truth. At least when you look with Denzel, Denzel did a great piece of rebuilding after getting stopped and how he brushed himself off and come back and he was getting good wins and he went into with good fights, tough fights, getting their rounds in and stuff like that. So I'm just keeping this, thank you very much, checkmate. No, you can't fight that. And that's that. And anyone turn around and say, could we see you in there? Go give him that fight and see what's going to happen to him. Go on. I dare you lot. Go give him that fight and see what's going to happen to him.
The guy wants to... Listen, it's his dream.
It's his dream. Yeah. Listen to me. Yes, it is your dream. Then if it is your dream, then prepare for your dream. You know what they say to you,
So what are you saying? You're trying to say that he's prepared to get knocked out then, basically.
Yeah, totally. Listen to me. Dreams only work when you wake up, right?
No. This one ain't rolling with Spence. I'm telling you,
Spence,
you got your phone on?
No.
Spence, you got your phone on?
Nah, I had my finger, but I turned it off. So, go on.
So, I don't know why it's echoing like that.
I can't hear you. I don't know why it's echoing like that. Is it echoing now?
Anyone help hear the echo? Well, it's Gary, Jamie. Can anyone hear the echo? Because it's echoing very badly on my side.
Well, it's not echoing on mine. Someone's saying, yeah, it is echoing. I don't know what's going on.
Spence, all right. Spence, all right. I'm gonna kick out and come back, yeah?
Someone saying still echoing. Huh? Alright. The Fundy's just logged out. Am I echoing, people? Let me know. Am I echoing? Is Spencer Ferron echoing? Let me know if I am echoing. I'm echoing as well, yeah? 5 second echo. Nah, I'm not echoing. All right, cool. Thank you very much, Edna. So, no echo. I'm good. It's actually Tunde's one. It's Tunde's got some big electric thing in his house. I don't know why he's trying to show off himself. But yeah, what I'm saying, and then Tunde's going to jump back in, right? But what I'm saying is this. Yes, Tunde.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is there any echo now, Tunde's mic?
Still echoing.
It's your microphone, man.
Check mic check.
Now they're saying that you're not echoing. People saying you're not echoing. They're saying you're not echoing.
Oh, it's echoing on my side.
Copyright saying still echoing.
It's echoing on my side.
Your mic's echoing.
Where's Manny now when you need him?
Have you got your phone there?
Where's Manny now when you need him?
No, I ain't got my phone. My phone.
No, I ain't got my phone. My phone.
Yeah, man saying unplug it. Kurt saying unplug it and then plug it back in.
Mic check. Nah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to plug out the thing all together.
Yeah.
Man said you put the mic back.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow, it's still.
Yeah, maybe your thing got no battery on.
It's still.
Even without the mic.
Man said power that mic.
Nah, this ain't no power light, man.
I
don't know why. I believe it's you, Spence.
I don't know why.
Because you know we've had this before.
It's not me. I'm trying to blame
how
you.
How are you going to come back in?
Because when you come off, my thing is working crystal clear.
No. Come back.
Come out and come back.
Mic check. I told you that it's Spencer. Bro, I know this thing so well, you know. I know, and I'm telling you, the fact is right. I'm telling you, Spencer has got his phone on. Because you know Spencer always tries to play smart. You know he's always trying to phone somebody. But you know when you just know someone so well? Leah, you know when you know someone so well? You know, other people don't really clock. But it's like, and then you know when you're looking at him, you're like, why is he like that? And nobody understands why they're like that but you, because you know your guy, or you know your girl. You see what I'm saying? It's Spencer with his dodgy Wi-Fi. It's Spencer with his dodgy phone. It's Spencer with his phone that makes multiple calls overseas every day. It's Spencer. Now he's come back. There's no echo. I told you that it's this move. Hello, Spencer. How are you doing, sir?
I was trying to phone Clarissa Shields. I said, wish her happy birthday.
What did I tell you? This little general Spencer Fearon making me think it was me. I know it was you. Echo, the bishop, get out of here, man. You little fraudster. Chuck, come on for the thing, man. Let me block you again. I know you're going to come back quickly, but I'm going to keep blocking you. Anyway, Spencer, let us go back to our original conversation, which was... you can't say that, Spencer, because a man has dreamt. His dream was or is to fight at the Stoke Stadium.
Right. And not now, though. Not now.
What do you mean not now? Why? Well, let me put it like this.
He won on points yesterday, didn't he?
It was a draw.
Okay, sorry. It was a draw. Even more so. So you had a draw against his brother. Who's his brother that he just boxed?
Brad Poole. But let me tell you something.
Is Brad Poole rated in the top 15 in the world?
No, that's not... This is not... You've missed the point.
No, friends. I haven't missed no point.
What I'm saying... You've missed the point totally. Because what I'm saying is... Brad Poole's is not Nathan Heaney's dream. His dream is to fight for the world title or a massive fight at the Stoke Stadium.
And I'm not knocking Nathan Healy for that. Right? And that's his dream.
Before he beat Denzel, were they not saying that after this fight, Denzel could be getting another shot at the world title?
Tunde. Tunde. Denzel is proven world-class fighter.
Yes. So right? He beat the
proven world-class class.
But he beat the proven world-class
yes, fighter. Yes, he beat, listen to me. He beat the world-class fighter in Denzel.
Baby. Yeah.
Right? He's still not prepared to fight a world-class fighter.
But yeah, he's not prepared. Bro, he's not hear the man say that he's ready to go for, he's ready to fight for. Bro, the guy wants to.
I'm not knocking him. I rate his accomplishments. He just had a draw yesterday.
It don't matter. It don't matter. His dream is to fight.
He just got to. Listen to me. He just had a draw yesterday with a man that's not a world class fighter.
Yeah, but he beat a man that went in the ring with a world class fighter and gave a good account.
Okay, all right, and he gave a good account. But did Denzel Bentley win?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Okay. So what would make you think that Nathan?
So let me get this right. So you're saying that Denzel is good enough to fight Janabek? But now Nathan Healy has beaten Denzel. He's not good enough to fight Janabek. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm saying to you. That's exactly what I'm saying to you. He's not good enough to fight though Janabek. Right? And And I'm not knocking him because I'm not against the brother.
No.
No way. He would get broke up to me. And anyone who's giving him that
killing a man's dreams.
And what?
You're just killing his dreams, brother.
No, I'm not killing his dreams. I'm being realistic with it. And I'm saying, let him build up for that opportunity.
Hey, I hope you're joking, what? Joker.
Yeah, you got me joking.
I hope you are joking, the Joker. And how are you getting this information and we can't get the information? I'm looking for the thing on YouTube or what have you. I can't see nothing. I'm going to my Twitter. I'm looking for my Twitter.
Yeah, go check on this thing about Dillo got dropped. I can't believe it.
I can't see nothing. Obviously, not going to be on Dillo's page.
Nah.
Can anyone confirm or deny that? Man said he's capping, which means he's lying. The fight is right. For those on the fight is right. some dude on Reddit is there, says it was a slip, most likely. Nah, you can't be slipping against them, man. Them kind of fights, you don't slip.
Right, it's on TalkSport. The fight's on TalkSport, Bobby?
Oh, wow. So is it true then, Bobby? If it's on TalkSport, let me see your TalkSport's Twitter. I need to know, Bobby, you can't be just interrupting our thing and then telling us that Dillon got dropped.
I'm checking now.
TalkSport Twitter. What was today's venue or area? Today's venue was the brewery. Brewery. Wait, the brewery's in the Barbican. Is it the Barbican or Moorgate, Spence?
The brewery, the Moorgate.
Where we was today?
Moorgate.
Anyway, yeah, we need live commentary. You know, everything's just stopped because we're hearing this news about Dillon. But anyway, yeah, Spence, I was saying,
I know Gareth A. Davis would definitely know.
I was saying that he deserves the right to, you know, fight. If it's for a world title, then that's what he's dreamed, and you know, he deserves it. But you're saying no way should he get fat.
No, let him build for that. I'm just going to be real. He needs to build for that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if that is a lie, then I'm blocking that brother who started that rumor.
Yeah, I'm ringing around to try to find out.
Red Rose said, that's how you know Dylan's down bad, because nobody knows nothing. Yeah. There is no channel that's airing the fight, but it's in Ireland. It's on St. Patrick's Day, so I don't know why is nobody showing this fight. At least, I mean, in the day of YouTube, there should be something on YouTube. I don't get it. There should be something. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's in Ireland. We need to see the fight. Oh. Dillian White.
I can't find it nowhere, mate.
No, there's nothing there. Oh, live.
What?
Oh, no, this is a watch-along thing. Bruce, I'm surprised the zone is not showing the fight. Someone's hearing it. Anyway, let us carry on with our show. We can't just stop like that. Anthony's messaging me. And you know I'm live on YouTube right now. Yeah, this brother's doing a live watch along.
Yeah?
One comment I'm seeing is Christian Hammer is one uppercut away from a money fight. Wow.
Well, it is what it is. The Dylan White
fight hasn't even started. It's starting around 10 p.m. So why are people giving... Maybe it hasn't started. Nah, I don't think the fight's... No, I think someone's looking. Someone's doing a live chat, and he's actually looking for the fight. Spence, I would just stop our show to be looking at other people's things. Anyway, let's move on. Listen, let's finish our show. And then we'll go and look for Dylan's show or fight after our show. The fight hasn't started. Yeah, I think the fight is somewhere.
Oh, wait, what are you watching it on, Ace? How would you know? What do you check?
No, because people are, even on here, people are saying the fight is at 10 o'clock, and then on YouTube, there's a link saying that the fight starts at 10. So someone, that guy, I'm going to go back, find his comment, and block him. About coming with some fake news that this is a joke, making us stop. Man said, block his ass. Where is it? I'm here. There you are. The Joker. I said it. I hope you're joking the Joker, but guess what? You're blocked. How you like that, Sunshine? Good night, nurse. You won't be making no more jokes around here. Anyway, Spence, and I think to close the show, we have to talk about our man, Maxi Hughes, again.
Maxi Hughes.
Going. Jammer, he's gone. He's blocked. He's no more. The Joker has joked himself into a blockage. Yeah. We've got to big up our man, Maxi Hughes, who, you got to say, mate, he deserves every piece of success and reward financially he gets, because he's gone into the Lions Den twice now. Two, and he's done, you know what? Again, this is what I'm talking about, dreams. Fighters dream of fighting in Las Vegas. They dream of it. They dream of challenging themselves against the best. If you actually are a fighter that wants to be in that conversation where fighters have been in the ring with legendary champions, then you've got to take the gamble. You can't be sitting down there waiting for the right fight at the right time. No. If the opportunity presents itself, go for it. And Maxi now has fought two incredible champions. Cambosis was the undisputed, beaten Teofimo Lopez. And many say that Maxi won that fight, Spence.
He beat Cambosis. I'm not busy with anyone to say.
Yeah. And now he's gone in and fought a feared. Believe me, I told you, when you asked me about Zapeda, I said, what? Spenny, this brother froze.
You certainly did, Tundi.
The guy is a dangerous... And I think what last night showed is, one, how tough Maxi Hughes is. You know these Americans, you know these American man, they'll put the camera on your wife when you're getting bust up. So, bro, they'll put the camera on his wife. I'm like, bro, what's the matter with these guys?
Yeah, I see that, man.
These American guys, they ain't got no sympathy for a man's family. You know, he don't need to show his wife, you know, mid-fight. And, you know, poor, I think her name's Sophie. She was there and she didn't, you know, it wasn't a nice sight to see. But Maxi was in there fighting the life of himself. He's fighting, he was giving it all he's got. But Zapeda, yeah, Alfie Black said Zapeda was like the Terminator. And trust me, the guy is just a phenomenal volume puncher. Not only a phenomenal volume puncher, but he's also a punch picker. Some of them combinations, they weren't standard fish and chips combinations, Spence. They weren't standard fish and chips combinations.
He's a worry to
right hook, treble right hook. Drop the left hook to the body, come back with a right uppercut, left uppercut, right hook to the body, left hook to the body, right hook to the head. Bro, this guy was throwing... I'm telling you, I wish I was doing a wash along, but I don't even know if I could have kept up with that amount of combination and speed that Zapeda, and to really stop Maxi in the fourth stroke, fifth, you know, because again, Josh Warrington's father said, nah, mate, this one here, loudest. We this one here, we need to relax. You know, it was a bad watch. It wasn't, you know, because we know Maxi is the Cinderella man. I don't know what the future holds now. I don't know where he goes from here. But again, I'm gonna credit Maxi. He has really done and achieved things which the most fighters only dream about. You know, but wow. So to actually compete on that stage, again, I'm going to credit Maxi Hughes. And I was wishing him all the best. I actually tweeted before the fight, why is no one going on like, well, are we into this? Are we so into this? And that's not to downplay the Francis Ngannou fight, but let's get it right. Francis Ngannou ain't no boxer. This was a real fight. It was a real fight against two fighters. The only fight last week was one boxer fighter in Anthony Joshua against someone who ain't a boxer. He's not a boxer. So Zapeda against Maxi Hughes was a real fight. And yeah, again, you see, Bishop, I'm going to block you again for the fourth time tonight. You tell me Maxi ain't a real fight. Get off here, man. Get out of here. Nah. Ngannou is not a boxer. Ngannou was a fighter that we thought could give AJ some uncomfortable moments like he did Tyson Fury. But AJ's like, nah, you ain't coming with that nonsense with me. And AJ just dropped the pounded yam in his face. AJ just dropped the pounded yam with the assorted meat on him, straight, no joking. Gave him the real jollof rice straight away. Now, me more than anyone was giving Francis Ngannou some credit. I was actually making people think that Francis Ngannou was going to be AJ. Because Gary Chains, who is, I would say, one of the most, what's the word? He supports AJ like
vehement AJ supporters.
He's been probably everyone at Anthony Joshua's fight. Gary was like, bro, that breakdown has got me shook. See, he says, okay, he's like, bro, what are you doing, man? You're making trying to get man nervous. But I was just saying that Ngannou is a fighter. You know, we'd never seen him in that kind of position. And there was light heavyweight boxing. Everyone knows there's always a possibility. So it's not that I wasn't giving him credit. I just feel that AJ done what Fury was supposed to do, which is show, man, you stick to the cage business and the fly kicking man hitting in their knees and elbows and let us deal with the boxing. And AJ done that. So again, but credit to both warriors.
Come on.
And respect to them. But again, the fight I think a lot of people in world boxing want to see now is Shakur Stevenson versus Zepeda. And if that fight were to happen, Spencer, in closing, what would your view be on that fight?
Well, Shakur Stevenson is talking about his retiring from boxing. So that's...
Shakur ain't retired nothing. Shakur... The way that guy loves boxing, Shakur ain't retiring for a hot minute.
I mean, that's not a good look to him. I'm just being rude with you.
Nah, he's too young. It's just that he's achieved so much so quickly. And there's Shakur and everyone, no one's even in the ballpark. I mean, if you look at what he done to Valdez, and even what he done to the American boy that you was commentating when he fought, when he fought Carl Frampton.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name, Spence?
He didn't fight him. Shakur never fought him.
No, Shakur beat up the boy that done Carl Frampton. Jermell Herron. If you see how Shakur dealt with Jermell Herron. It just levels. Shakur is just... It's just levels. And I see the comment about Shakur chats nonsense on Twitter, but I feel that he's kind of been pushed to that because he's frustrated. He's young, he's frustrated. Much like how Terence Crawford was in that position for many years. Everyone knew he was the truth and nobody would want to fight him. Terence Crawford obviously is a bit older, but Shakur's just using it as an outlet to stay relevant. And I think that is kind of wise of him. When no one's fighting. But Bob Arum assures us that I think July 6th is the next date for Shakur Stevenson. And they welcome that fight. Man saying, pick up the phone. Shakur Stevenson against Zepeda. We're ready to make the fight. July 6th. So let's see.
July 6th to who?
Shakur against that guy. William Zepeda. Bob Arum.
Yeah.
Harum. Bob Arum has publicly said that we are ready to make that fight. So, Oscar De La Hoya, pick up the phone. Let's do the business. July 6th, we're ready. We're good. So, that'd be a good fight. Let's preview Haney Garcia. And we've got to talk on that. What do you actually think there's actually a problem with Ryan Garcia? Or is he just playing everyone and just making this fight big? What's your thoughts on the mental?
I think it's a bit off. I'm gonna be real.
Mental health and stability of Ryan Garcia, and do you think that this fight is going to take place in April?
I do think the fight's gonna take place in April, but like I said, he is behaving a little bit peculiar. He is. We can't turn around and say he isn't, because he is. He's actually a bit peculiar to me. I hope that he's in good mental health shape, because as we know, Devin Haney's training hard for this role. You know what I mean? He's training hard for this. So, I mean, we shall see what's going to happen.
You want me to personally think? I personally think that, you know, and I know it's not a good thing to say, especially when I know Dev is a consummate professional, but I think that Ryan Garcia has actually hit a point in his life when he's had a bit of an awakening. Some could call it a spiritual awakening. And when you're like that, Spence, you ain't in the right frame of mind. Because at first, I thought it was just he's just selling the fight. But even he could hear how he's talking, even in his voice, the behavior is not rational. His behavior right now, and I'm looking at Derek James, yeah, and I'm seeing Derek James.
He don't want to be there.
Derek James is like, bro, what's the matter with this shoot here? You get what I'm saying? And it's like, although, you know, he's got his cameramen around him, constantly Ryan Garcia. I mean, even the outbursts with regards to Prime and Paul and then the Illuminati and these people that are control, like, bro, this ain't the kind of preparation or that you go into a big fight. You know, he just, it's not there right, Spen. He's not right. And then making these bets publicly and then breaking the bet, saying he's not going to talk about certain issues and then talking. It's quite, that ain't the behavior of someone that's normal or in a normal frame of mind. So I'm like, Edna Good, exactly. There's no smoke without fire. This has gone, it's gone past. Wait, I don't know if I call it a spiritual awakening. No. It's different, it's deep. Trust me. I know I can relate to what this guy is saying, but what I'm saying is that whether it's a spiritual awakening or just him getting a bit of knowledge and then thinking he knows everything, which is, again, a possibility when you're young, you know, I'm like, you just don't, it's gone on too much. I mean, look, he went on the Andrew Tate's ex live, and Andrew Tate put his mouth on his own safe, because Andrew Tate said to him, he's like, bro, be careful, because these men will come for you. And then Ryan Garcia's like, no, I've got that covered, bro. I'll protect you. And Andrew Tate's like, listen, I'm telling you firsthand that these men will come for you. What happened, bro? The next day they come for Andrew Tate and his brother, ship him off. This time Ryan Garcia is around, keep on doing these silly videos. So I think it's gone beyond a joke now, and I think the commission, of course he's gonna pass a drugs test.
That the bishop has done juju on Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro, this guy, he keeps on coming on. But yeah, Tate wasn't joking. Yeah, he said they're going to come, and they came for him. You know, it's like, yeah, you know, the fact that you got him on his show, we're not coming for him now, we're coming for you. They shipped off him and his brother. Listen, just brought up some old cases, and, you know, they were arrested. So, but I think they've been released now. But suffice to say, we're talking about a young man going into a sport where the objective is to render your opponent unconscious.
Yes.
Yeah. And so if you're going in there with a frame of mind which is not normal or rational, there needs to be someone or somebody or some commission that needs to do a thorough check. And if it's a joke, if this is some ploy of Ryan Garcia to sell the fight, he needs to be sat down and said, nah, this joke's done now. Because people are really looking at you like you're mad. You understand? Someone needs to say that. Can we ask one question, Spencer? To Spencer, how many bacon halal double cheese have you had in the past week? But people ain't going to forget when you was in there eating, when you was in there eating burgers. With pork coming all out on the side. And then they call
I haven't had pork in over 30 years. So, I had... No, do you know what? I ain't going to lie. You know, when I came in from the awards today, there's some burger shop near my yard. I'm not going to lie. So, you went in there, and when I went in there, all the Muslims were in there because they make some banging burgers. And it's a shame I forgot the name of the shop. But like, when I walked in, the guy said, are you Muslim? I was like, yeah. Because, here's some dates. Bro, that burger was banging. I ain't going to lie to you. I waxed it off. So, yeah. But, that had halal. That had the allow turkey rations in it as well. That was delicious. But, you know, it's been a great show too.
Yes.
And I'm telling you now.
The collection thing, because there's 1,000 people in this thing here, which is massive me. Sunday night. And bear in mind, we have dinner there for a few nights.
People know what time of day it is. And as soon as Tundi has brought that up, I just put my pasta, just button back up my pasta top, and we have to know this part here. We are not leaving unless we start getting some pounds in. I'm not looking for big pounds. I'm looking for little small donations of £1. We can start this thing because energy goes where it flows, and there must be something in the air that on a Sunday, knowing that you guys are going to get up the next day to go to work, yeah, that you're here with us. You're here with us for a reason, right? It's the powers. Tundi knows it's the powers. It's the powers. So let's start this thing. Now, who am I going to see up in there first? Is it going to be Red Rose? Is it going to be Red Rose? Is it going to be Wallace? Is it going to be Ricky Wallace? Is it going to be Bumble Cloud? Is it going to be Bumble Cloud? Who's it going to be? But somebody better send over, and I'm not talking about, yeah, you send, okay, sir, that's good, even better. Now, pass over, and let's go do this thing, because energy goes where it flows. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you this now on certain things where people don't accomplish certain things, is because it's not that they aim too high and misses, that they aim too low and hit. And we don't want nobody hitting low. We want everybody to hit high. That's why we say, come on up. Because first time we started the show, when Tony was on his dream, believe it, become it, I was saying, come on down. We don't want to go down. Hell is down. We're going up. We're going up.
When we first started, it was coming down.
Yeah. And I changed it. I said, no, this cannot stay like this no more. I refuse it. I refuse it. I throw it out. Anyway, we're still past the turning around saying that. Spencer, but why would you eat something cool? No, no, no. It's all good because it's not. No, no, it's all good. We're not blocking because you're blocking, he's going to come back again. You're blocking, he's going to come back again. You're blocking, he's going to come back again. Guzzi said 1999. Where's the 1999, Guzzi? Where is it?
Wait there. How can I see it?
Dutty Gala started the team already. Right. Thank you so much, Dutty Gal. We salute you. Thank you for the £5. Please just come up with a £2. Salute 419 pastor. But we don't even, furthermore, don't salute no 419 pastor. Because even a 419 pastor, you meant to throw big cash onto the team. You don't throw none. You know what I mean? I'm not saying to give generously. I'm not going to turn around and say anybody to go give generously. Because what you're giving, you're actually giving to yourself. Because life is not aligned to circle. What goes around comes around. And we use it in a negative connotation. We should be using it in a positive. Bernard, yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for the £5. You see, it's bare powers. Is that, what's that? Kodaya. Is that right?
Oh, Kodaya, yeah. Bernard Kodaya.
Thank you very much. Snaps and Snapchat.
£20, but where's the Snapchat? I can't see it. How come it don't come up? Snaps. Hold on. Snaps, I can't see it, bro. I can't see it. You might have started to do 419 saying you put something and there's no money in the account. Snaps, where is it?
Bumble Club Boxing, Spencer talks like that one church priest that will steal the donation and go buy donuts and burger. But let me tell you this now. It's the donut and burger that keep me fueled for us to keep on talking the way we're talking, right? So, I don't want to hear no, it's not even the fact of like calling on the spirit of Ben Oldham, because Ben Oldham, wherever he is, I hope that he's in a safe place. Joe Barrow, come on, my brother, £5. This is what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Give generously, right? And I'm going to say again that life is not a line, it is a circle. It is a circle. So, therefore, you will be on the finger. Yes, Tony, big up yourself. You know what? Tony is a real one. Hope to see you in Blue Jays soon, Spence. You know what time it is? Yeah, you will see me after Ramadan inside Blue Jays, and I will treat you, my friend. Because Blue Jays is my store, so we ain't got nothing to worry about. They ain't got nothing to worry about inside Blue Jays. You know how it goes. That's like your guys on the undefeated, and KG was saying, Leg, you got in Blue Jays, you see two pictures up on Spencer. You don't see one, you see two pictures on me. That is the love and the respect and the admiration that I've got from my community. Let us see. So Tony's going in with £2. Come on. How many people are on the live, Tony? How many people are on the live?
1,010 people are on this live. Over 1,000
people. 1,010 people. So if there's 1,010, I want 1,015. See, it's going up right now. So if there's 1,015, we want either some more.
If each of those people gave £1, that's £1,000. Bro, that's big money. That's big money, bro. £1. You see how
much money about Tundi. Let me tell you this, man. You think big money. Tundi, let me tell you this. If someone just gives £1, it's big money. You know why?
Yes.
Because £1 that we never have. Right?
100%.
It's £1 that we never have. A man trying to say that it's still Mr. Blessed, it's still echoing. I don't know what's going on here. Because I ain't done nothing on here now. Right? I ain't done nothing on here now.
Check 3-4 said, who is the best British prospect coming through right now?
Joe Kodoa. Now, Joe Kodoa. Now, I'm saying to you now. No. I'm not. Listen, we can't. Listen. The rule is this. In Jamaica, we always say, dance a yard before you dance abroad. I'm not giving no energy out to nobody else. I'm giving it right here in this place. Here. We put up our own house first. We build up the fight is right for, like, everyone on here right now is a fight is right family. And we act as family. So I'm not giving it out to no next man. Joe Kodoa is the baddest thing I've ever seen. I ain't seen no youth throw.
I love that.
15 uppercuts make his head just jerk back, like no one's business. No, I ain't going to lie to you. Moses Atoma, he's a bad boy. I'm not going to turn around and say he is a Tundi. Tundi was there ringside for the fight and phoned me his last fight out in Las Vegas. He is a bad boy. Yes, you know what time it is. Anyway, don't derail or come off of the fact of what we're talking about. Throw some more pounds in the team. I want people to understand it's Sunday tonight. It's church. It's been a momentous time that we went out today. Anthony Yao got the fight of the year with him versus Beterbiev, which was incredible. And it was a surreal atmosphere. It was so nice to be inside the place. Let me see some more. Raise up the ting, right? Because trust me, I want to bounce at 10 o'clock. I want to go to my bed. That's what I want to go and do, right? But, you know what I mean, I've got things to go and do. I've got prams and stuff to go and buy. I've got things to go and do, dude. We need some more, some Umar Johnson passion in here. Listen, this guy. I'm saying this now. As you guys are on here, and I ain't going to lie to you, it's been a long day for me.
Trust me. You know what, Spence? I'm waiting for Manny to come on because I feel that we should end the show in exactly the way we began it with Anthony Yard.
Thank you very much, Bobby Wright.
Receiving.
For the $1.99.
Old type Bobby Wright. Thank you for the $1.99. As you also put in already this evening, but it has been a great show. Manny, Spence, listen, we're ending the show with over 1,000 people still live with us. Thank you, Adrian Waters.
Come on, you see what I'm trying to say?
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Every donation is very, very much appreciated. I'll be honest with you. You know, I've always said, don't matter how big or small, once you're taking out your own pocket and that's giving it to another, that's blessings upon blessings.
Serious. That is a reflection of energy. That is serious.
God bless you. Can I say, Manny, we will end the show off with the magical words, but can we once again play the video of my brother Spencer and Anthony speaking about what the award he won today, which was the British Boxing Board of Control Fight of the Year Award. Anthony Yard versus Artur Beterbiev. Let's go, Manny.
I'm here with Anthony Yard, the light heavyweight contender, who last year put in a gallant effort and had become the recipient of the Fight of the Year for his world title challenge against Artur Beterbiev. Congratulations, Andy. How's it feel, man? Come on, man.
It feels good. It's a heavy trophy as well. It does feel good. It's recognition for bravery, hard work, a fantastic performance. Again, I've given him his hardest fight to this day. for me, it's about winning these fights. I'm very ambitious. But again, it's, from what I see of myself, is I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually taking these fights. I'm actually
challenging yourself.
Challenging myself. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it on the line. I'm in there. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like I don't really compare myself to anybody else, but that's what I can hold on to and take a lot of pride from it. You know, and I feel like that's what's risen my stock. I feel like that's why I'm the biggest, I'm one of the biggest names in British boxing. And I mean like top six in my opinion around the world, including heavyweights. So with that being said, I can say I'm proud of this award and I'm proud of my career so far.
Anthony, that's all I can say. I don't think there's nothing else to say. Yes. All I can say is that congratulations to Anthony Yard for becoming the recipient of the British Border Control Boxing Fight of the Year. Congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you, bro.
Come on. Bro, I feel proud, man. My two guys out there, man. But big up AY. Ladies and gentlemen, we will end the show in exactly the same way it begun, with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
Coming up, these two things, I wish you all a plum pleasing week ahead, but we don't have weekdays, our days are actually strong. Peace, two fingers. We are.
Come on, I love that. I didn't even clap that in. Come on, Spence. We don't have weekdays, strong days.
Strong days.
Sports Social Podcast Network.